Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Don't Call Me Jupiter, Book 2 Lightning Crashes is a memoir by Tom Jay. Brasthe continues his coming-of-age account of growing up inside an unconventional and often chaotic hippie family. Framed through therapy session flashbacks, the book revisits formative memories, while also following an adult reckoning, when a family crisis in the mid-1990s drags the author back into old dynamics he thought he had, outgrown. Across this installment, Brasthe focuses on how a self-absorbed eccentric mother and an unstable home life shape identity, attachment, and coping strategies, while also tracing what it costs to keep family ties intact. The narrative is frank about painful material, including abandonment, addiction, and grief, but it is also known for balancing that weight with dark humor and vivid storytelling. As part of the Don't Call Me Jupiter series, Lightning Crashes aims to be both a personal testimony and an emotionally honest portrait of survival, memory, and the long aftermath of a dysfunctional childhood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, therapy session flashbacks as a structure for memory and meaning. A defining feature of Lightning Crashes is its use of therapy session flashbacks to organize the story. Rather than presenting the past as a clean timeline, the memoir treats memory as something that resurfaces under pressure, especially when adult life forces unresolved material back to the surface. This framework supports a key memoir question. What do you do with the parts of your childhood that still shape your reactions, relationships, and sense of safety? By returning to earlier episodes through a therapeutic lens, Brasthe can hold two perspectives at once, the child experiencing instability and the adult trying to name it. The structure also highlights how trauma and family conditioning are often understood later, after distance, reflection, and repeated patterns make them harder to ignore. Because the therapy frame is inherently interpretive, it allows the memoir to explore not just what happened, but how the narrator explains it to himself and what it takes to confront feelings like anger, shame, and loyalty. The result is a narrative that reads as both story and processing, making the act of remembering part of the book's subject. Secondly, a dysfunctional hippie family and the cost of parental self-absorption. The memoir centers on a family led by a mother portrayed as eccentric and self-absorbed, an influence that shapes the household into something unpredictable and emotionally unsafe. Lightning Crashes continues the series' focus on what it is like to be raised in a home where the adults' needs, beliefs, and impulses dominate, leaving children to improvise stability on their own. Within that context, the book examines how neglect can coexist with moments of connection, and how a child can simultaneously love a parent and recognize that the parent cannot reliably provide care. The hippie backdrop is not treated as aesthetic nostalgia so much as an environment that can amplify volatility when boundaries are weak and responsibility is deferred. Brasthe uses the family portrait to explore broader themes of narcissism, chaos, and the strange rules kids learn in order to keep peace, stay invisible, or earn attention. This topic also clarifies why the adult narrator is so affected when later events pull him back into the family orbit. The memoir suggests that even when you leave home, you do not automatically leave the emotional logic of home behind, especially when the family culture is built around disruption and denial. Thirdly, a mid-1990s crisis and the return of old wounds. Lightning Crashes gains much of its narrative momentum from a serious family crisis in 1996 that shatters the author's fragile sense of peace. Public descriptions emphasize a suspicious death and the uncertainty surrounding what truly happened, with questions circling around potential causes and responsibility. Whatever the final answers, the memoir uses the crisis as a trigger that forces the family to reassemble and confront long-standing dysfunction that had never been resolved. For the narrator, the event functions as both plot engine and psychological turning point. It brings him back into patterns of guilt, obligation, and emotional whiplash that were formed in childhood. It also raises practical questions about who will care for vulnerable family members left behind, pushing the story beyond memory into immediate moral stakes. In this way, the book shows how family emergencies can reopen old injuries while also exposing the systems, or lack of systems, that a family has built for handling grief and responsibility. The crisis is not presented as isolated tragedy, but as part of a larger continuum, illustrating how instability accumulates across decades and how a single event can illuminate the shape of an entire family history. Fourthly, grief, love, and addiction in a family bound by complicated loyalty. Another major thread in Lightning Crashes is the way grief, love, and addiction can tangle together inside a family that is already fractured. The memoir explores how people who have hurt each other can still feel bound by affection, shared history, and the fear of abandonment. Within this emotional mix, addiction is treated less as a sensational detail and more as a force that distorts judgment, accountability, and caregiving, especially when paired with denial or escapism. Grief. meanwhile, becomes a pressure test. It can bring people closer in a desperate attempt to hold on to something familiar, or it can magnify resentments that were never spoken out loud. Bross also emphasizes the confusing moral terrain of loyalty. Children from chaotic homes often become adults who carry disproportionate responsibility, or who feel they must keep returning to prove they are not the abandoning one. By focusing on these interlocking themes, the memoir presents family bonds as neither simply toxic nor simply redeeming. Instead, it shows how love can exist alongside damage, and how healing often requires facing that complexity without using it as an excuse for ongoing harm. Lastly, dark humor as a survival tool and a narrative strategy, readers and reviewers frequently note the book's ability to balance heavy subject matter with laugh, out loud humor. In Lightning Crashes, that humor is not a detour from the memoir's seriousness. It is part of how the narrator survives and communicates what happened. Dark comedy can be a protective reflex for people raised in unstable environments, turning fear and confusion into something narratable and, briefly, controllable. As a storytelling strategy, it also keeps the memoir readable despite its emotionally intense material, allowing the author to describe abandonment, grief, and family chaos without flattening the experience into pure bleakness. The humor tends to sharpen the portrait of dysfunction by exposing absurd contradictions in adult behavior, social ideals, and family myths. At the same time, the memoir's comedic tone can heighten the impact of painful moments because the reader feels the drop from levity into consequence. This approach places Bross in a tradition of candid, voice-driven memoirs that use wit to tell the truth more directly, not to soften it. The result is a narrative that can be both entertaining and unsettling, reflecting the real emotional texture of growing up when laughter and distress often occupy the same space. In conclusion, Lightning Crashes is best suited to readers who value emotionally honest memoirs that do not tidy up family dysfunction into simple lessons. Fans of raw coming-of-age narratives, especially those drawn to comparisons like Running with Scissors, The Glass Castle, and Educated, will likely connect with the combination of painful material, sharp observation, and humor. The book offers practical benefits for readers interested in resilience and recovery. It illustrates how adults revisit childhood through therapy and hindsight, how crises can reactivate old coping patterns, and how forgiveness can be explored without pretending that harm did not occur. Intellectually, it is a useful case study in the long tail of family systems, showing how instability and self-absorption at the parental level can ripple forward into identity, relationships, and responsibility. What helps Lightning Crashes stand out within the memoir category is its balance of tone and its structural choice to use therapy flashbacks as a lens, creating a narrative that is both story-driven and reflective. It also positions the hippie era not as a romantic backdrop, but as an environment that can enable chaos when adults avoid accountability. For readers seeking a vivid, voice-led memoir about complicated love and survival, it delivers intensity without losing readability. If you would like to support Tom J. Bross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.